Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters, day 203. Do you think we'll ever get let out? Probably not. How is everybody? I do believe Jonathan is in the chat, but not paying attention. Doesn't count. Hello, Deb, CQCQ, and hello, Paul. Now, what time is it a down under? You've changed, haven't you? You've changed. Let me see if I can tell you what time it is down under. Is it 1 minute past five in the morning? Tomorrow morning? Is everything working at my end? Because that's what time it's telling me it is. Let's find out if it is or not. Yay, 5 a.m. Excellent. We're changing hours, though, aren't we, at the end of the month? What havoc will that cause? We're going back. We're going back an hour. Is this good news or bad? Will it make it better or worse? I'm usually up at 4 o'clock in the morning, but, you know, hey, that's just me, isn't it? Oh, I'm actually exhausted today. I did not get that much sleep. I meant to. I went to bed to try and get some sleep, but I had to get up for an early session. That would have been fine because, you know, early to me, 10 o'clock. But Lola decided it would be a jolly good idea to give her own rousing little chorus of the 1812 at 7:30. Can I just assure you, it wasn't. But I still gave her a treat and a toy. But now she's not speaking to me. I think she wanted me to go out and play. But one, it's cold. And two, not going to do that. Oh, you think it's good news. But you have been known to turn up earlier for my boys after hours. We had that. I think it was the first year. And everyone was in the chat saying, oh, where are they? But as far as I know, once I've set it up right in YouTube, it should be good to go. So it's set up for 9 p.m. GMT at the end of the month. If not, I'm going to have to triage it. But I will put that in the email. And there is always a link in the email to the timeanddate.com. And that works irrespective of where you are. It picks up where you are and it picks up what time the event is in GMT. And then it gives you the time. So always remember, there is a handy link there for such circumstances as these. Oh, hello, Kim. Jonathan. I said to Mike when he said that you were on the phone, and that's okay, isn't it? And I said, no, dock a point. I'm going to have that point back that was stolen. We'll let you off, though, as ever. Oh, are the Seahawks actually playing right now, Kim? Oh, pro tip for all of you. Mike's obviously doing the Brooklands news right now, but it wasn't good news today. So, diplomacy might be mean. Don't mention it. Don't mention the football. To say it didn't end well. He hasn't had a result as bad as this result since 2011. That's how bad it was. It was terrible. Now, I had a session on with my course. Yes, it's still going on till Tuesday. To say it was bad was an understatement. It finished 6-1 to the other side. And they had a player sent off. So he's not exactly the life and soul of the party at the moment. In fact, comment was made about me putting it in the presentation on Friday and that would just torment him. So yes, he's not in a good place. I do hope things work out better for Kim. I see they're already winning. Oh, if only United have got the 10. You see, you don't often get a score like that in soccer, 6-1. It's unusual. Up to 3 is not bad, but 6-1. And the thing was, you know what made it even worse? And I've always said this with Mike. There was a game once. It must have been 1993. And our season tickets are right next to the bench. And we were losing. I think we were losing 2-0. With like 5 minutes to go and they get one back. So instead of being like, oh, we're still losing 2-1, you're delirious. You wouldn't have been if you were winning 2-0 and then somebody had scored, but you're delirious. So that one went in. A couple of minutes later, another one went in. Last 2 minutes of the game, everything to play for. And the thing was, by this stage, we were into injury time, or overtime, as you guys call it. And it was like, no, we can't do this. We can't do this. You know, but we were delirious because we'd actually pulled it back to 2-2. So they go up for a corner at the Stretford end and they only score it. Well, Fergie, manager, Alex Ferguson, and the assistant manager and the physio dived off the bench and were jumping up and down on the pitch, doing like a little jig. And we were jumping up and down and clapping. Well, I get home and my mum said, "We saw you." Well, this clip is played so many times and there's me and Mike as the manager, the assistant manager and the physio run past us to go celebrate. But it's a totally different game. And can you imagine you're winning 3-0 and then they score two against you? You leave and you're miserable. But if you're already behind and you come from behind, you are delirious. Well, the thing was, United went one up in the first minute with a penalty. It was all downhill from there. So, yes, he's very upset. I've not actually seen him this cranky over a match in a long, long time. So, yes, good luck to the Seahawks. May they be the victors today. Because United, yeah, it didn't end well. Where are they in the league? I'm not allowed to mention that either. Keep going. 16th. Out of 20. Yeah, don't mention the football. It's like the old sketch from Fawlty Towers. Don't mention the war. Don't mention the football. But we can talk about Kim and the Seahawks because they're winning. That's good. Just like Leeds United or Manchester City. They are cool, aren't they? I like the Dolphins. Just like the name Dolphins because I like Dolphins. But obviously, I have to be a Seahawks fan for Kim. They're the only ones I ever see the score from. Haven't a clue what's going on. Oh, I did see a lady in the course who was sat there in a 49ers shirt. Like a greenish colour. Well, everything looks green on a webcam, doesn't it? They're not all that boring, Jonathan. I mean, there are odd ones. There's the MK Dons. That's a bit trendy. Sale Sharks. Oh, did I tell you about Sale Sharks? That's a rugby team. Sale Sharks, you're all a bit of a calamity. And apparently this is going to be the rule. They have had an outbreak of COVID. Yeah. The ground, about a mile and a half from here. To the point they can't get a team out, so they've had to concede this match. I mean, can you imagine this as you go through the season? You can't put a team out, so that's it. The other team get the points. It's almost like Jonathan nodding off, isn't it? Just saying. Oh, dear. Oh, Kim's got a new kitchen faucet. Fabulous. Fabulous. How's the cork? Did the cork all work? Hello, Paul. She's a highly skilled lady, isn't she, Jonathan? Amazing. You need to work out how to see more games. Now, it's the Dallas Cowboys, isn't it? Is it the Buffalo Bills or am I getting confused? And I have no idea with the Browns. The Raiders rings a bell, but I can't actually quite remember. Oh no! Favourite players just got injured. They used to happen all the time with me. Man was an idiot, forever ill. Kim's skills came from YouTube. Hey, you gotta learn somehow. Gotta learn somehow. These guys learned somehow. I used YouTube to persuade my mother that fixing the washer wasn't an option. It needed a new seal. It wasn't a big job. And actually replacing the seal would have taken about 5 minutes. But this was a professional who had done it for a video for YouTube. And he'd done it and he said, "This is it. But I've speeded up the video." He said, "Recommendations for you trying it. You know, the seal would cost like £5. He said, "But don't do it." He said, "Because it took me 2 days to take it apart and put it back together again." He said, "And there's no way to circumvent that. You have to take the back off and take every component out to get to the front to put the seal in." And I said to Mum, "You know, let's buy a new one." I think I actually said to her, "We'll go 50-50 with you." I mean, we were using it as much as she was. We had the dog's towels in every day. He was a filthy dog, Maya. He just loved getting filthy. His towels were black. He liked his towels. We tried white. They needed bleaching every 5 minutes. So we said, "We'll go halves with you." I said, "But can I make a suggestion before you buy it?" And she went, Yeah, go on. So I said, well, can we do the YouTube thing and find one that's easy to repair and buy that one? And she went, that's genius. I said, I'll be on YouTube if you want me. That's what we did. And I think, what have I done with that since? I've changed the legs on it. I've got some leg things, you know, that absorb the vibration. Did that. And I think I've changed the handle on it. But it was bought with repairability in mind. Courtesy of YouTube. YouTube's fabulous, isn't it? Oh, I got to love it. It would have cost at least $75 to have the handyman install it. I'm not having anybody in the house. I know the feeling. The last person to come in the house was the Virgin Man. And that was when we tripled the speed of the internet. So I'm so glad we did that when we did. Because obviously we're living online now. So I'm doing like all of my normal stuff and more video and more lives. And Mike's here all the time and he's doing it for work. So that was definitely, definitely a good idea. Ah, here we go. The Cleveland Browns. No, I wouldn't have known that. And the Oakland Raiders. No, whatever I had in mind for the Raiders, it wasn't Oakland. There was one that I knew, but it wasn't football. It was baseball. Got to get the right one. It was baseball. And I've completely forgotten it now. But George Clooney had a tryout for them. Is it Minnesota? No. Oh, Kentucky. Was it Kentucky? Wherever George Clooney came from, he wanted to be a ball player. And I knew their team at one point, and now it totally escapes me. There's so many to remember, though, when you don't know. I mean, some automatically make sense, you know, and others less so. But I did know the Dallas Cowboys. That's probably because it's Dallas, isn't it? There was a TV series and I must have remembered it from then. I need to learn some more. You will have to test me on one every week. Tech question. What are the pixel dimensions? 1920 by 1080 is a standard. Pixel dimensions I use for what, Paul? YouTube, generally? Live shows? Which ones? I always use 16:9, except when I can't, which is on my laptop. But you can make your laptop do 16:9, even though it doesn't want to. You just need an app to do it. When I'm working, I use the native resolution of the iMac, even on monitors that don't support it, which is 2560 by 1440, which again, 16:9 ratio. When I'm doing my videos, gosh, what do I switch it to? I put it written down somewhere. I think on my videos, I don't think it's 1920. Is it 16:9 multiplied by something? I had to do a lot of fiddling. What I used to use was 1600 by 900. But on a Retina screen, you get a recording that's bigger than that and you can downscale it to 1920 and that works great. The reason I had to change it was YouTube started getting sniffy. And I thought, I'll just do this video and see if I can get it to 4K, which is impressive without losing without the screen being that tiny, you can't see it. Anyway, I did it. So I had to write it all down. So it's all in Notion somewhere because it was all new. Everything that I did with it was a new setup. Right. After hours. After hours is 1280 by 720. And the only reason it's that is the broadcast suite that you use. It's the throughput that goes to YouTube and what YouTube will take. You can go more than that. Did we do that once? No, I think it's set. It says this is the optimum. But I think it might be time to take it up a bit. But to do that, I'd have to have a load of fiddling around. So I'll have to have a look at it. Right, you're working on the home video, recorded at 4K 30 frames, you can export it to any resolution. What I would do with that video, Paul, is edit it as high quality as you can. So try and keep the 4K. What are you then exporting it from? What are you editing it in? Which app? I keep it as good a quality as possible for the export. So if I've got a video and I want it to be 1920 by 1080. I keep it at 4K and I export it from wherever. So be it Camtasia, ScreenFlow, whichever app, Final Cut, doesn't matter. And then I run it through Handbrake or compressor. And you, that way you compress it once at the end, not two or three times during the entire process. Ooh, LumaFusion. This should be good.
That ball.
She's not.
No.
Oh, good.
She loves it. And because it's rubber, it bounces all over the place. And then she has to chase it more.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's good for her physique, is it? I've said she's not talking to me today.
Oh.
But if she knew I bought the balls, then she would be.
She will. Sure will.
Yes, it was the ball like Kim had. It's very rubbery, isn't it, and bouncy. Yeah. And it arrived this morning. We got a packet of three. You couldn't get any less.
So a packet of three rubbers?
Yes, basically. Yes. They were the red light bouncy balls, but they really do bounce, don't they?
They do.
And they're on like... Is that rope nylon? It's not just cotton, is it? I think it's stronger than cotton, which is just as well. Because she swings it about, doesn't she? We'll have to put that on one of the slides. Because that it might draw attention away from the other slides. No one's going to mention it, I've worn them. You're not exactly in the best frame of mind with your boys.
Oh, those slides.
Yes.
Yeah.
The ones that you didn't want the score going on, Mike. Could you tell them how disgusted you are?
Oh, a bit like Jonathan doesn't want the score showing on his.
Yes, just like Jonathan. But Jonathan did the wise thing and took our attention off the actual score.
It's 17-8 like... 6-1.
Yes, but worse, Mike. You see, it could have been worse.
It could, couldn't it?
Could have had Jonathan's score.
Oh, we were. Tonight, we were walking through the woods. That's where the flasher was.
Yes, but they caught him.
Yeah. And obviously she's molting. And you can tell. So I pulled a load of fur off her and just threw it on the ground. And I'm thinking, if people walk past, it'd be like, oh, there's been a dog fight here.
You just should not do that. Not after that guy got arrested for not having a poo bag.
But I had a whole roll of them.
I know, but then you're littering the place with fur. The birds will love that. Don't you remember when the birds kept coming to the garden to pick Maya's fur up?
There's a load of fur out there now. It's just coming off her as she runs.
Oh, you can tell today.
Yeah.
Today she's looking very scraggy. And it's coming off in like waves, isn't it? Like straight lines. So yeah, the next week's going to be a nightmare.
That's why I've not vacked up.
Oh, don't bother vacuuming up. I mean, who's coming in?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. And do you remember that woman? Remember that woman with Mum?
Can tell you've got a white dog, can't you?
Mum went mental. Mum was incredibly sensitive. She would never insult anybody or even pass an opinion. You know, like, I don't like those curtains. She would never do that. And she expected other people to be as sensitive as she was. But that was a nurse, wasn't it? A district nurse walked in. And Mayer was blowing his coat. Now, whereas I would have answered quick as a flash, Mum just got irate. And this nurse pounced in and said, oh, you can tell you've got a white dog. Mum went mad. Mad. But, I mean, the answer was to say to her, he lives here, you don't. Yeah? And? But no. Mum kept her own counsel till she'd left and then went mental. So I had to sit and listen to it. I do wish people wouldn't do that. But it's like that. You know the poster thing that Rachel, was it a plaque she gave us?
Yeah.
Something like the rules of the house. You know, the dog lives here, you don't. And I put that thing on Facebook because people had actually said this to us and this picture just deserves to be on our front room wall. People have come in and said, you know, little Johnny doesn't like dogs. Can you put them in the crate? Can you crate? Not can you put the dogs in the crate, but can you use the crate because he doesn't like dogs? And this picture that I put on Facebook was the kids sat in the crate and somebody saying, absolutely. Put the kids in the crate, not the dogs. But so this thing said, like, the dog lives here, you don't. The dog's allowed on the furniture and all that kind of stuff. So she's molting. If you choose to sit on the sofa, you're likely to get covered in fur. And? See? And? No problem. She can molt wherever she likes. And when she's finished, we'll do it with a brush first, which I can do because I don't get electrocuted with that. And then we'll vac it and it'll all be fine. Yeah. So it'll all be fine. Right, let's have a look. I'm oh so wise. What have you done now, Jonathan? Need to use my gimbal more. You can tell in a couple of places I need a little help. People are very rude, Anthony. Oh, the woman across the road came in. I think this was after Dad died. So Mum was literally just widowed. And the front room was full of flowers. And the lady came in and she said, I don't like your curtains. And I just thought, that's cost me 3 hours this afternoon. Because Mum would get really offended at things like that. Whereas I just, well, I don't like yours, but, you know, I'm I'm not rude enough to say. But Mum wouldn't answer back. She was a lady and she kept her own counsel. But, you know, sometimes you need to say something because otherwise you internalise it. And she got very upset over things like that. But, I mean, we're used to it, aren't we? Like the Christmas tree. Because now there's no fence there. Everybody knows we've got a Christmas tree up. And...
yeah, it'll be the talk of the neighbourhood.
As far as I'm aware, it's not a hanging offence. Unless the law's changed since I left it. And I can think of worse things, you know. It's not like you've got... I don't think if you even utter these words, we'll probably get taken off air. But it's not like a paedophilia studio, is it? It's a Christmas tree. In fact, it's worth doing. I can highly recommend this. Because if you do something, you know, kind of crazy like that. Hello, Simon.
It'll go viral.
Well, yeah, there's that as well. But, you know, if you do something just a little bit off beam, you know, slightly beyond the norm, what's fascinating is people's response to it. How offended they are, or how surprised they are, or how they feel the need to ram their opinion down your throat. It's absolutely hysterical when you don't give a stuff. And obviously, as you can tell, I don't give a stuff. They'll all be scrambling around to find their Christmas tree balls, won't they? And we know exactly where ours are. They are on the tree.
Yeah, the only thing is, we don't get the fun of putting it up. Unless we take it down and put it up again.
Some people have got more time than sense. And Mike's one of them.
You mean you don't enjoy putting it up?
I do. But
well, go and get one of those things that, what's it's got?
Oh, Mike and Nina's tree is fabulous. Oh, yeah, she loves that. And I'm thinking, like, but you don't decorate it. They've got this tree, and it's a pole. It looks like a brush handle, like a broom handle. And then the tree is totally flat. So she puts the broom handle in, like, a plinth, so it now looks like a vertical broom handle. And then you take this flat piece of tinsel, and it's actually concentric circles hung together, so when you pop it over the top of the broom handle and let go, they all trickle down and you end up with the shape of a tree. And she said, oh, I love this, it goes up in like 2 seconds. And I'm like, but the Christmas tree is funny. You need to take ages to put the Christmas tree up. But the tree's already up. We have got another tree, you know. Have fun putting that one up.
Yeah,
we only put one up. We're not totally insane.
No. Yeah, we could put the other one up, couldn't we?
Yeah, I'm wondering what we can do that'll rattle the neighbours, even more than already rattled. I mean, I'm sorry.
Put it in the middle of the garden.
But when they're leaning over your gate, or your gate's open, because, you know, like Mike's out and he's coming back in, and they're walking up the path to the back of your house. Because can I just point out here, this tree is in the back of the house. It's in the extension. You cannot see it from the road. How did he know it was there? I went to check. You cannot see it. He must have walked in to have a look.
I don't know.
Because they always wanted to see the extension and they never did.
True.
Mm. Only the very important get invited in. He has never been invited in. Do you remember when the dog came in?
Oh, yeah. In the house?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she did, didn't she?
No, it was a boy. It was Alfie.
Oh, that's right.
It was Alfie. They've got a golden retriever, haven't they? And he's getting on a bit now. But it was when it was brand new, so it must have been 2015. And he was such a frisky little lad. So he comes ambling across the road, straight through the garden, straight into the extension, through the house, does a quick check, and then ends up settling down in the extension. And the guy's outside like, sorry. But then the dog had seen it and he hadn't. So clearly he has come in to have a look at the tree. We could sell tickets for this.
Yeah.
Mm. Missing a trick here. Sounds like a peeping Tom. Kim, he must have done, because you cannot see it from the road. What could have happened is, who could have seen it, is the neighbour next door to our neighbour from their back bedroom. Yeah. They might have seen it and said, you know what, they've got a tree up. We are the talk of the neighbourhood for having a Christmas tree up. I can think of worse offences myself, but apparently nobody else can. And I can't be doing with people who are that rude. I mean, I wouldn't care what they had in there. They could have a man trap in there or a wishing well. I wouldn't care. And nor would I ever dream of passing comment on it. But people just seem to be, they seem to have no, like, break on themselves. Like, you know, take your foot off the gas, call it done. No, they just barge clean on. Downright rude. Kim enjoys the lights the most at Christmas. We have got the lights on it. I think we could have a couple more balls on it, to be honest. But what we have noticed is that while it was sunny, the gold tinsel looks kind of silvery now. So now we need more gold tinsel. you do fantastic lights in the States, though. Mum had this film and she loved it. It was called Bailey, I think. The dog was called Bailey. And it was made by a family who actually owned this dog. And they were like directors, film directors. The Adventures of Bailey, it could be. Oh, she adored this film. And she said, you've got to watch it. Just look at the lights. And it was like trees outside, not particularly Christmas trees, like trees that would normally be there, but they were completely festooned with lights. It was gorgeous. I think it was supposed to be like the middle of the town, centre of the town. It was fantastic anyway. Absolutely gorgeous. Oh, Anthony's got Philips Hue lights. Make it feel Christmassy. We do have now a couple of lights that will change colour. But we only really sorted out the Echo bulb system. Probably about January, February.
Mm.
So we didn't actually do that bit of it. I'll have to have a look, see what we can do for Christmas. But that sounds lovely. I do like the idea that at a certain time that the lights change colour. But the lights in the office are actually GU10s, which it's really weird because they were so expensive and the heat they generate is just incredible. I don't fancy changing the fitting. And I can't get GU10s that will work with the Echo. Darn it. So to do that, I'm going to have to change the lights and not today. No, not today. I wonder, Kim, this Peeping Tom, if it's the one from the Flasher. The Flasher from the park. No, they picked him up. Are those the ones with the fencing down? Next door is the one with the fencing down and they've got it down between us and them and the neighbour next to them. I don't think they could see our tree unless they went to the very end of the garden and looked back, which, you know, they might have done. But the other couple in the bedroom, I reckon they could probably see it. But this guy, the one we're talking about, who's actually said, have you got a Christmas tree up? He lives opposite. He's like 20 yards away. So I've no idea where he thinks he's seen it from. But we're the talk of the place. Well, while they're talking about us, they're leaving somebody else alone, who might be far more sensitive than I am. I am not too proud to admit there is a tree up. Eventually, you'll all catch up with us. That's what I say.
Yeah,
they'll get round there in the end. Ooh, let me have a look at that link from Anthony. Something I need to order. Let's do that. Let's have a look at it. Look at the size of that. He thought it'd be 8 foot instead of 25. I don't think they'd miss that one, would they? I'm liking that. We could put it on the roof of the extension. Oh, look at the size of it. Oh, you might as well use it now you've got it. He wanted to spruce up the outside of the house. Well, it'll do that, won't it? You can never have a Santa that's too big in my mind. Although, you know, in America, I bet you can. Is there a limit on the size of the Santa you can have with these homeowner association-y things? Would you be allowed a 25-foot Santa? How long did it take to blow that up? Aren't they the type that have to have a constant air supply? Or is it that once it's got air, it'll be fine? We used to have one of those on the town hall, didn't we? It was a ridiculous thing. Let's see if I can find a picture of it for you. It was, let's see, Manchester Town Hall Santa. It looked years ago. It's been up there for years and years. And each year it's slightly different. But there was this particular year when they put it in place. This isn't the same Santa. It must have been quite a way ago. But it had the Santa on one side of the clock tower and the sleigh on the other. And it looked like he was about to kind of be crushed into the clock tower. But this looks very different. I haven't been there for years, obviously. No, we just have a lovely big Santa. There he is. There he is. Yeah, I'll grab this. If you look at that, it looks like... Where's my cloudly gone? It looks like the sleigh is on one side and he's been smashed into the tower. So yeah, I think that could have been designed a little bit better. But never mind. That one got damaged, I think, and they retired him. And they've now got a different one. But that was our Santa at the town hall. I would say he was bigger than that, probably about 40 foot, something like that. Right, let's have a look. Oh, there are GU10s that work with the Echo. Oh, let me have a look. Sure, I was a GU10s. Weirdest thing with them was, they were so expensive. And I remember Mum saying it's going to cost a fortune when we changed the bulbs. Nope, they're the ones. They're the ones. Yeah, she wasn't wrong, was she? $27.99. And that's for two. I've got two of these things. One's in the studio, one's in the office, and there's four bulbs in each. This is going to prove expensive. Let's have a consider of that. I'd need four boxes, wouldn't I? £112 for bulbs. Ouch. I wonder if they've got any more. No, the ones that are cheaper aren't controlled, are they? Oh, that would be good. Because I've got the Echo Plus hob. That's the big silver one that's outside. So that's in. Oh, that's very tempting, Jonathan. You're a bad boy. You are a bad boy. I'll keep the link from that. Right, so Simon says, need to start putting together some sort of draftsman-like plan of the neighbourhood. Like when you get a map at the start of a book like Lord of the Rings. We do. We do. Yes, absolutely we do. Yeah, I'll give you the number for Motorbike Revving Man and the Christmas Tree Inspector. Who else have we got around here who's barking mad? Well, do you know what would be worth tracking, Simon? The cars and who the heck owns them.
Oh, yeah.
There was 18 out there. This road is tiny. You could not move. And, you know, I keep saying, the next one who parks across the gate, if I'm not going out, fine. But if I am going out, how do I know if I'm going out? What if something happens to me, Mike, or the dog, then I'm going out? But the next one, I'm not. What I used to do when it was parked there, and if I didn't know whose it was, because one was the woman up the road. This is a good one. I goes outside, and I was going somewhere. I think he was the dentist, wasn't it? And you were here that day. So I open the gate, and there's this car right across the driveway. So I couldn't get out. So normally I'd go back to the car and just lean on the horn till somebody comes out. But I thought, I think it's that lady's. So I wandered up to the house. And I knocked on the door and I said, I'm trying to get out and there's a car. Oh, I am sorry, she said. Hang on a minute. So she said, I've got the plumber in. So I thought, fair enough. So she shuffles one guy into the front room while she gets the plumber out of another. I thought, what's going on here? Different men in different rooms.
I remember that.
I remember that. She looked so flustered. And I thought, you look highly suspicious. And all I want is to get out of my own driveway.
No, chez toi.
I don't care what you're doing or who with. But the plumber came out and moved his vehicle. Yes. Oh, yes, you need to definitely do that, Simon. That would make a nice Christmas game, I think, that. We might have to do that. What we could do is merge it with the Advent thing. Give you one piece a day and you can assemble it at your end. Genius. Loving it. Right, so the upcoming Homeowners Association only allow Christmas decorations between Thanksgiving and New Year. It's a bit mean, isn't it? Is that inside the house or out? Because, you know, with the curtains closed, can't you do what you want? Next door neighbour was. Yes, that's definitely what we'll do. Simon wants to go further and join it together with the strings between the pictures like a murder board. I'm loving this. I think we'll leave Simon in charge of that. Oh, yes, the car washer man. You're quite right. He's opposite. He lives next door to Christmas tree man. Lives next door to the Christmas tree inspector, him. Then there's the barking mad woman who lives on the other side of the Christmas tree inspector. What's she like? As soon as she sees you, she's straight over. And this was like in the first 3 weeks of lockdown when we were doing all the clap for carers. You'd go outside and she'd see you and she'd make a beeline for you. And we're like, run, quick. Absolutely barking, the lot of them, I'm telling you. Oh, who else have we got? Hot and cold running men. Oh, she did. She did. She just looked so furtive. It must have been a good 18 months, 2 years after Mum died. Because that's when she lost her fella. So, I mean, the fact she's got another one. And this is what I don't get. If people, they must be judgmental themselves if they think that you will judge them. Because that was Mum's problem. She was so unjudgmental, she wouldn't even think of saying something like that. So she was triply shocked when somebody said something like that to her. So anybody who looks shifty is looking shifty because if it were the other way round, they'd be judging you. This is how I look at it. And I am not judging them at all. Good night, Jonathan. Sounds like Hyacinth. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Who else have we got who's barking mad? Not too bad on the other side now, are we? We've Maureen of the bionic hips.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She struggled for years and she got one hip replacement, didn't she? And then she was like hopping along on one leg and she was great. And then she had the other one done. So she now has bionic hips. But other than that, I think they're fairly sane now, aren't they? There's the one that upsets all the dog owners, but we're okay because, you know, our dogs have never turned a hair. But they celebrate Diwali and other festivals that like that, where there's fireworks. And they do the fireworks themselves in the back garden.
See you, Simon.
Good night, Simon. But they do kind of make a lot of noise. And the people with dogs who aren't so happy with fireworks as ours are very annoyed with them. But, you know, at least with them, it's only on their festival days. You know, I've got more problem with people who are setting them off on like the 14th of December. What for? Did I miss something? I think it's Diwali and what's the other one? Is it Eid?
Yeah, but I can't see them meeting up for Eid.
No, but they still might have fireworks because that's about the only thing that they could do.
Isn't Eid what caused the spike in Bradford? Anthony will know that.
Anthony will know.
Yeah. Not long ago.
But wasn't one of them where you couldn't meet up? It fell in the window that you couldn't meet up. So I think the first one, they were okay. Mm. Like poor Jonathan with his Seder meal.
Yeah.
And he was there on his own. But they did Zoom it. Yeah, so they let fireworks off and they upset everybody else with the fireworks. But I don't really care about the fireworks as long as they don't come through the window or the roof.
I wonder how Pete's virtual cooking went last night.
Oh, we need to hear from Pete, don't we?
Yes, it was Pete.
It was Pete. Oh, yes. Yeah. That sounded fabulous. We need to know all about that, don't we?
Yeah.
When is that gig? Is it next week?
The Catania one.
Mm.
Week after.
They're having a cook-in.
Yeah, we mentioned it then last night.
Yeah.
And it clashed with two show Friday. I actually sent my apologies and said,
it's two show Friday.
Unfortunately, Elaine and I won't be able to make it because it's two show Friday.
We can't abandon our friends.
Exactly.
Oh no, that's not happening.
Exactly.
We've not come 203 shows in to miss one.
I then had to explain to the Catanians what two show Friday was. Obviously.
I can only imagine. I can only imagine.
Oh, well, I remember a few months ago, well, no, it'd be a few weeks ago, that we had a meeting. It could either have been a circle meeting. It could have been the one where we had the ladies after. And yes, it was. It was because you were doing your affinity designer in a newsletter thing,
mm-hmm.
whatever it was. And marooned earlier, so I'm trying to explain to Tony. He says, "What's MacBites then?"
Go on, what did you say?
I said it's our podcast and left it at that.
What's a podcast?
Yeah, exactly.
That's very, right. Open a can of worms.
Very bemused look he had.
Well, actually, we've been wandering down MacBite's memory lane, haven't we?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been fabulous today. Discovering things that we'd long since forgotten. You remember that show that I did? We probably won't actually. It was 2 years ago now. How did that happen? It was January, the first show in January 2019. The history of MacBites and how we got where we were in terms of show production. Which I dug out. I dug the presentation out because I wanted to see the order that we'd actually done this thing in. So I'm going back and I'm thinking, right, so we used Etherpad for shows X to Y, and then we used Podio from A to B, and then we use this, and oh, you should see this stuff. And it's so funny. It's like a time capsule. So I opens up Podio. Podio was like an alpha of Notion, wasn't it? Is it Citrix own them? Citrix Podio? Could be. It's blue.
Who owns Podio?
Yes, who owns Podio?
Citrix.
Yes, I thought they'd bought it. So Podio's like a project management type system, all based in the cloud. And it was one of the first to give you like complete customizations. It was also one of the first where you had to have like an organization. So we'd set it all up, and like you said, I think we used it for live events a lot. But I built this system where you could have content items. That's probably the first iteration where we actually had content items separate from the meta of the show.
Mm.
So I built this entire thing, and we used it for a certain number of shows. Then we moved on, which was just as well, because at that point it was completely free. And then when they brought the pricing structure in, it was through the roof, and it was per organisation. And we'd set up everything that we did as separate organisations. So we moved on, and after that we had Trello and Asana and Zenkit and all kinds of stuff, OneNote, Evernote. But I was looking back to see, you know, which system did we use for which shows. So I logged into Podio for the first time in a while. And it's so funny. It's like a time capsule. You walk back into Podio and it's like, I wonder how this worked. It wasn't intuitive, Podio. It's powerful if you want to spend the time with it, but it's not that intuitive. It's not Notion, let's put it like that. It's nowhere near as flexible as Notion either. But it was like a time capsule. And I forget what number the show was, but I'm looking at it and I could remember the stories and you know, why we were talking about what we were talking about. And then I looked at the dates and it said over 5 years ago. I thought, yeah, that'll be right. Because I'm sure we were using that in 2014. Because I vaguely remember trying to explain to Mum what it was. Woman never touched a computer after she left work. But she could, you know, she would beat you to death with relational database theory. It was weird. And she would say, I don't have the internet, I don't have a computer. And then something would be say about, do we want that in a one-to-many? Oh, let me at it. And there she was. She was brilliant, but just had no interest in actually using a computer. But theory-wise, she was still there and red hot, sharp as a knife with it. So yeah, we've had great fun looking back. And it's weird, I said to Mike, how many shows do you think we did with Trello? And he'd come up with a number, and you're like, no, you're a mile off. It's so weird. Things we thought we'd used for like a year and a half. How many shows are it? Two. And I'm like, I could swear I spent 5 months building that thing. We must have done more than two shows, but probably not. It's really, really weird. So great fun doing that. If Jonathan was here, he would probably have a shrewd idea as to why we might have been doing that. Let's just say, if you don't follow us on Twitter, MacBites at Twitter, you need to, because there will be tweets tomorrow all about that. Yes, it starts tomorrow, which is the 5th of October, for a very good reason. In fact, for two very good reasons. So sure we'll be mentioning it in a mail at some point, won't we?
Yeah.
But the tweets start tomorrow. So take a look tomorrow when I've scheduled them, which I haven't yet, but I will do. When did you do the Trello shows? I didn't do shows about Trello, Kim. It was us using Trello to produce the show. I can do Trello if you want to know about it. But it was us actually using Trello to produce the shows. And I could have sworn we produced a lot of shows with Trello. And it turned out, no, we didn't. I guess it could have been me misremembering, because we started with Trello and then we hit a brick wall. It was to do with filters. So we moved to Asana, and that worked great with the filters. And then something else didn't work and I had to move back to Trello. Then I found Zenkit, and it was like, this is 10 times better than Trello. So we moved to Zenkit. And then I think we'd done maybe 10 or 12 shows with Zenkit, and I spotted Notion, and I thought, Michael, go mental. Because by this time it had been, we'd been to Podio, and then we'd gone on to OneNote, then we did Evernote, then we did Trello, then we did Asana, then we did Trello, and then we did Zenkit. So we'd had six moves, and I thought, if I say to him, I'm thinking of trying this in Notion, he will go orbital.
I didn't go orbital.
You didn't, bless you, no. You didn't. I said, I know you're probably going to go orbital, but before you do, let me finish. So I said, I found this thing called Notion, and I said, I can't guarantee it will be good, but I feel I should try one show in it. So he said, well, we'll do it. And we never look back. And we've been there ever since. At least I know that for sure. Do you use Trello, Kim? There is something I'm thinking of using Trello for, because Notion doesn't do it. With Trello, it's a Kanban-based system. So it's cards in columns. I could probably do this maybe with Asana. And maybe with Zenkit. But Trello came to mind because it's... Well, I saw somebody do something and you basically had to vote on it. And I thought, this is messy as heck. I thought, I'm sure Trello can do that, because on a free Trello account, you can have two what they call power-ups. And a power-up is like an API plugin. So you can choose two power user features and have them for free. So what I wanted to use for this particular scenario that I had in mind was the voting power up. And I vaguely remember that there was a voting power up. So the situation was, I was in this group, which was a local group for the course that I'm in. And this one was the UK-based one, and they had real meetings in London. So obviously I couldn't have made it down there. That's like a 500-mile round trip. But I thought, well, maybe they'll do them online. And the geographic bit of it was just so you've got like a compatible culture and the time zone works. Anyway, because of the COVID thing, they took this meeting online, this London meeting. So I went to it, and they used a system called either Miro or Miro, which is M-I-R-O. It was shocking. What you were supposed to do was a lean coffee approach, which is basically where you collaborate on the agenda of the meeting by putting like a number and putting text on it and then voting on it. And it was just a mess, a total mess. So I'm thinking, I'm sure you could do that with Trello. So I went to have a look. That was what headed me off down the let me have a look at Trello thing again. And you can. So that would actually be a much better way of doing it. Instead of putting like a virtual post-it note on this kind of canvas thing, and you can see, say you've got 12 people in there. On your screen, moving around like little tadpoles, are 12 cursors of the 12 users. It's just horrific. As an interface, it needs taking outside and flogging. So I thought, if you created a Trello board, then people could create cards for the bit they wanted to talk about. And then everybody else could vote by flipping the card over and hitting the vote for button on the back. Anyway, I did a little bit of a brief test with it and it worked. So I thought that was a much better way to go on with it. So I'll have to try that. Kim's following MacBytes on Twitter. Excellent. I think they'll be coming out tomorrow. I'll probably the first one, just after midnight your time. because it needs to be US time. It needs to be the 5th US time. Well, at least for half of what's going out tomorrow. So, yes, we're going to head off and do that at 8 o'clock because I've only got about 15 minutes because then I've got my book club. Oh, and the book club's very exciting tonight. The author's rocking up to the book club. So I've got to make sure I finish the damn book.
Are you going to get virtual autographs?
Probably. No, they've been after him for ages to come along. I think this is week 7 or 8, something like that. The book is Where Good Ideas Come From by Stephen Johnson. So they've been in talks and he was very keen, but then they hadn't heard from him for a week. So this week is the great week. He's turning up at 9:30 tonight. All I've got to do is work out how I can be in two places at once at 10:30. So I'm working on that. Time date continuum. I could really do with these things not overlapping. I have been known to be in three places at once, so it's not impossible, is it, Mike?
No,
I have done that before. I've actually been delivering two sessions at the same time. That was Apple's fault, wasn't
it? I've done that. I wouldn't say I've been present in all places at once, but I was in a Catenian meeting on Thursday.
At the
same time as sending that email.
No, this happened, right. What I'd done was I decided to do the iBooks author stuff, and I did it like the Thursday of the week before, and I'd scheduled another session on this particular night, and it was 8 o'clock. But then Apple put an Apple event on, and I couldn't cancel the iBooks author thing. So I said to Mike, I cannot be in two places at once. So what I did at 2 o'clock was I actually delivered the session I was going to deliver at 8 o'clock and recorded it. And I said, if we're not out of the Apple event, I'll play the recording. We got out of the Apple event about 1 minute to, and I actually delivered it live. But yes, I have officially been in two places at once. Life's just so busy. What can I say? There's a Mac Bites Teeth on Twitter. That's one of our accounts. That was Mike and his teeth. And we created an account for it. And I think, don't quote me, I think it's an iPad Cyril account that hasn't been used in years either. Oh, yes, the Mac Bites Teeth. Oh, that we need that in the FAQs, don't we?
We do.
We do.
Who are the Mac Bites Teeth?
So Kim says, I've got Trello, tried using it for genealogy, but then quit. Not sure if I'm using it correctly. Mike, add it to the list. Add it to the list. I'll put it on a post-it note as well, just to be sure.
For Friday.
Whenever we've got a slot and we can fit it in. Trello's actually quite nice. They've got a fantastic logo. Taco the Husky. It does still have a use because I don't know of anything else we could do the voting thing. I'm wondering if you could do a collaborative thing sharing in Notion, but it wouldn't actually be like a vote if you're with me. This is an extension that lets you vote. How you deploy it for genealogy, I'm not sure, but I could show you certainly what it does. And how it does it. And there's the MacBytes board to go back and have a laugh over. There was a lot of compromises we needed to make Trello work because it just doesn't have the concept of linked boards. So in Notion, we have a table of shows and then we have a table of content items. But Trello doesn't do that. So to have the same effect where you've got all of the meta about a show, the time, the date, the URL, the title, all that kind of stuff, you have to have an extra column, which is basically admin. And I've just said to Mike, look, there was an admin column and there was a shows column. And it was a dirty hack workaround. It worked. And the rest of it we did with views. So I can certainly show you how we actually organised a show with it and extract principle from that. Could we go back to it? Well, we've done it once, so we probably could. But, would you leave Notion? No, no time soon. But they're very good in terms of that it's free forever. And you get these two power-ups. So you can choose to have power-up number one on board number one and a totally different power-up on two, three, four, five and six. So you're not just limited to two overall. It's two per board, I think. And the voting one would be really useful. So, yeah, we can certainly have a look at that. Yes, the Mac Bite's teeth came out of Mike constantly falling over. Which bit did you fall over, Mike?
And you can follow me at twitter.com/ThomasMike.
Yes, and you know...
I just said that perfectly.
You did, with no microphone to worry about and no show. But sometimes he'd fall over his teeth. And sometimes we'd leave them in and it became known as the Mac Bite's teeth.
I'd leave my teeth in.
We'd leave what should be outtakes in. We've actually got the outtakes, haven't we?
We have.
And some classics. Most of the outtakes, you know what Mike does? If there's an outtake that would be fantastic to use, he starts cursing so I can't use it. You need to stop doing that, Mike, so I can use them. The one of me answering the phone was a classic. I was recording and the phone went. Now, obviously, the phone went, me. My mum and dad were away. And we didn't know when they'd be ringing and we needed to record the show. And like, if you leave it and leave it and leave it, you know, we'd be like, oh, we could have recorded it. So I said, look, we'll just record it. The phone went. And I was, you know, it wasn't a point that Mike was speaking. Oh, no, it wouldn't be, would it? I was speaking at this point. So just like Jack Bauer from 24, I went, damn it. And this is part of the outtake. So I'm like, damn it, damn it, damn it. And then I picked up the phone. I picked the phone up. I could see it was my mother. And I went, hello, Mum. Well, Mike's absolutely wetting himself in the other room. He said, you should have heard yourself. Damn it, damn it, damn it. He's in there. Oh, hello, Mum. And there was the other one as well, wasn't there? The power of the mind woman.
Oh, the power of the mind.
I think she started following me on LinkedIn and she kept bombarding me with, like, I'd say spam, about... like a course she had or a mastermind type group. And it was the power of the mind. So I'm sitting there minding my own business. And we were using the phone. I couldn't put it in airplane mode or anything because that's how we could hear each other. I would ring Mike and we would use the 3 minutes so we could hear each other. And the reason we did that was there was too much of a time delay on Skype and FaceTime. So I said, let's just phone each other and then we can hear each other and we do separate recordings. So I had to leave the phone on because I was actually using it. And she, instead of like sending whatever she sent, she did it twice, which meant it bypassed the do not disturb thing. So Mike said, what's going on? I went, it's that damn woman, the power of the mind woman. She needed a piece of my mind, I can tell you. Genius, total genius. Tomorrow is not a huge day in MacBytes history, but there is a certain something that happened on MacBytes history on the 5th of October. The other thing is that tomorrow is 9 years. It's 9 years, isn't it? 9 years since Steve Jobs died. So we've got a tweet about that as well. But yes, there is something tomorrow that's MacBytes-ish. Remember we said we had things planned in October. This is the start of the things planned in October. And if I can get all my ducks in a row, then there'll be more. But, you know, I wish we had more notes of stuff from previous years. Let's just put it like that. You know, all the stuff you don't think you're going to need, like the outtakes. Yeah, there's Paul. The outtakes were hilarious. Is there going to be a 2020 version? If I can get out all of Mike's bleeping, yes. Oh, there have been some classics, they really have. Mike was goading me with the Vuvuzela one, weren't you?
We were
talking about the Vuvuzela because it was World Cup in 2010. And the tech part of this Vuvuzela thing was to do with ITV putting a Vuvuzela filter on it. It sounded like a hornet's nest, this Vuvuzela thing. So I'm playing around going... Woo, woo, you've been a Vuvuzela.
Like you do.
Like you do. And there's Mike with like, there's an outtake. That was recording. Oh, dear. Yes, we'll have to sort something out with that. We will. But got to get off, got to have something to eat, got to sort stuff out with mine, got to get to the book club because the author's there. I will let you know how that goes on tomorrow. But by the time we meet up again tomorrow, then the tweets will have gone out for tomorrow and you will have a shrewd idea what to expect for the rest of the week. Should I be able to get these tweets sorted out? So I need to go and sort that out. But other than that, we'll be back with you tomorrow. Is there anything else happening this week? Oh, Tuesday should be a big day. Tuesday should be a big day.
iPhone announcement.
Well, it's the pre-announcement of the iPhone. It's not actually the announcement. We're hoping on Tuesday that they will announce there is an Apple event the following Tuesday. That's the plan, anyway. That's my plan. Whether Timmy agrees with me or not, I'll talk him round to my way of thinking. Other than that, he has to come on the show and be cross-questioned for 5 hours. Oh, I'd make the Senate look like a picnic. Just saying. Oh, if he had to answer my questions. One day it'll happen, I'm telling you. One day. I actually met a guy in an online forum to do with a course thing. And he was very coy about where he worked. And then it came up about Apple. Luckily, I hadn't got the bit between my teeth at this stage. As he proudly proclaimed, well, actually, I work for Apple. Nearly choked on my teeth. I thought, could you get me own counsel about what I do with Timmy? So I went, oh, really? That's lovely.
Has he listened to the last Matt Vice show?
Don't know. Can you imagine if I'd have said first I've got a Mac podcast and then he'd have said he worked for Apple? Oh, dear.
He probably thinks the same stuff about Timmy as you do.
I think everybody thinks the same about Timmy. It's just that I am brave enough to come out and say it.
We don't all have to like our chief executives. I'm sure Ollie doesn't at the moment.
I'm sure he doesn't. Well, he's got in his ninja mask, isn't he?
Yeah.
Woodward. He'll have stern words, Will Woodward. Anyway, we are going to head off, but we'll be back tomorrow. So, for the moment, it is good night from me.
It is good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.